right.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Let's go, baby. Let's go. Because she got pregnant. We're together because we got kids. I said, we got married because she got knocked up. We still together because we got kids. It ain't messed up. Some people look down on the situation. We going to talk about some aspects of it. No frustration. Would you do it? Have you done it? Would you do it again? Would you recommend it to a family member or friend? I know that people think the end is when both parents get together or break apart, but the other things, matters of the heart from the start and the beginning of this story sometimes gets crazy, boring, gory, scary. Sometimes it seems kind of worthless. Dad running around, cigarette in his mouth, and he's shirtless, belly hanging over, mom trying to hold it down. Everybody is kind of like on edge when they around. You know, anytime things jump off, I think things are crazy. Okay, anyway, let's get into it. Urban Therapy with Sunshine 752 and this Daily Go Get 'Emism show. And we're talking about we got married because she got pregnant, and we still together because we got kids. Now, you know, decades ago, years ago, this scenario would have sounded extremely familiar to a lot of people. A lot of people would have agreed with this scenario, and they would have said, yeah, but this is how we do. This is how it goes. You know, I think that the media has done a heck of a job on us when making us think that the most important thing about a union, about a marriage, about a relationship is happiness. Now, no, don't get me wrong. I have nothing against happiness, and I fight and strive and demand happiness in every area of my life. But do I get it in every area of my life? And in the areas of my life where I strive for it the most or work for it the hardest, when I don't get it, do I throw it all away? Do I stop trying? Do I consider the whole project to be worthless? No. So why would we think, or why would I think, since I use myself as an example, I haven't gone to anybody else yet, why would I think that staying in a situation, getting into a situation and staying in a situation where I was married to somebody or in the home for my children, why would I think that that was a bad situation or unworkable situation? Everybody is different. Everybody is different. But I look at the way things end in a lot of situations. I look at those situations very closely. And I try to figure out if we're always right in the way that we attack or that we try to. I try to see if we're right in the way that we try to address a situation. So, I grew up in a household where the parents tried to stay together for the kids. And as I got older, I really wondered if my mom got pregnant before my mom and my dad got married. I know if it was close, if she wasn't pregnant already, they were dangerously close. Now, I know it's never become an issue. You know, none of the kids were there to witness. It might have been different if one of the kids was already 2, 3, 4 years old and was like the flower girl or the ring bearer at the wedding or something like that, or remembers the time when mommy and daddy weren't married. But we don't have any witnesses there, and nobody has come forth to say, well, you know, your mom was, yeah, she wasn't all the way pregnant, but she was pregnant enough. She was definitely pregnant on the books. It doesn't really matter. My parents did marry each other, and they did have children, and they did stay together in a situation where I think both parties probably had their eyes and their desire set on a better situation. Not saying that they wanted to be with other people, but they probably wanted a better situation than the one that they created together. But they did create it together, and they saw the benefit and they saw the responsibility of trying to work it out as best as they could. And looking back on it, I thank them for that. And here's the reason that I thank them for that. I thank them for that because it showed me that life doesn't always go the way you want it to be, even when you have big plans with it, in agreement with someone else, and even when you try to do everything by yourself. It doesn't go the way that you want it to go all the time. And you're never going to be as Clark Griswold from National Lampoon's Vacation said, you're not going to be whistling zippity-doo-dah out of your assholes every waking moment and every situation that you put yourself in, even if you feel like you have total control of the situation. Think about the situations that you have had total control of or do have total control of. Are you 100% happy with those situations? More than likely, you're not. More than likely, you're saying, yeah, I control the situation, but, you know, life sometimes deals you the cards that you have to play. And even though I have chosen the deck of cards that I want to play with, they still have the same 52 cards in them that everybody else does, and they don't always get dealt to me in the sequence that I would love. So why would we demonize this situation or place the expectations on a marriage situation that far exceed or fall far below the expectations, the lofty, flowery, rose-colored glasses expectations that people try to put on marriage? Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. So, let's get into it. I see we have a caller on the line. Caller on the line. But caller here's the prop. We can't really take calls. Now, I'm going to try to take the call. I'm going to try. But if it doesn't work, blame it on the rain. But all right, let's give it a shot. Because I know who the caller is. And, yeah, no. Let's see. Because the way I'm going to have to try to do this, well, let me just say good luck with this.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show. You are now in the host queue.
All right. This is what I'm going to have to do. Wait a minute. Oh, damn. The caller hung up. I was going to give it a shot. We was going to go for it. I gave it a shot. Well, caller, if you're still within the sound of my voice, give it another shot. See what we can do. Matter of fact, let me call. Let me check it. Oh, you know what I can do? Try this.
Yo.
I see you tried to call, but
it cut me off.
It cut you off?
It cut me completely off.
All right. Well, you know, because we the way that we used to be able to take callers before, we really can't do it the same way. So I don't have you on the line at Blog Talk, but I know your number, so I just called you back. So did you want to chime in on the topic that we was talking about?
Yeah, I could.
Yeah, let's try that. since you could.
I could. So, the topic we talking about, she got pregnant and we got married, right? But we're not together because...
No, we're together because we got kids. We got married because she got pregnant. We're together because we got kids.
Don't say we got kids. They trust. But anyway, that don't always go true. But, you would think...
Wait, hold on. Before you take off, let me ask the audience, can they hear you? Because you might have to try to turn yourself up or whatever. We need to see if this project... Okay, they say they can hear you. Go ahead. Do your thing.
Like you said, life is always dealt to you in a way that it's supposed to be because, you know, my first child, man, you know, I thought it was it, you know. But then realized that my child was a blessing. The mother was an accident. So on that note, you know, you go through life as single, what's wrong? Later on, you meet somebody with a child. So you take your child and their child, you know, try to come together as one. But that don't work either because when you get married, people marry you for the wrong reasons. I thought I was going to get married to Bliss. Like, you know, if she ever talk about what's wrong, hell, we could just get bumped in just because of bumped in, you know, or... You know how you buy two single beds and put them together. I mean, I'll put the nightstand in between.
Yeah. Like on some TV, old school TV type shit?
Yeah, old school TV type shit. But at the end of the day, you know, people just get married like, for the wrong reason. And like today what I realized, you know, marriage is a business. You know that, right?
No, I don't agree with that. Because it's not a business. It became a business when people on the internet started saying that it's a business. I ain't never heard nobody say marriage was a business when I was growing up. I don't know. I knew a lot of married people. And my grandparents, they wasn't married because it was a business. My parents weren't married because it was a business. Brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, cousins. Nobody in the world that I knew said that marriage was a business until I got on the internet. Now marriage is a business. Since when? Where are y'all LLC? What are y'all building together? Where are your customers? Who are your client base? You know what I mean? We're going to say it's a business. Prove it.
Hey, all right, client base. The children are client base.
No, that's not your client base. No, it's not. No, it's not. If anything, that's your product. If anything, that's your product. You know, they a liability. They ain't giving you no money. They ain't putting no money in your pocket. Marriage is not a business. People need to stop that bullshit. Because they ain't never heard that shit before the internet. Never. Ever, ever, ever. So let's take it back before the internet when things were real. Now, what was you saying about marriage again?
So, all right. So marriage was when you meet somebody, you know, you get with them, you stop playing house, man up. You know what I mean? That's what we didn't have a lot of today, what we had back in the day, is real people. Not men, not just women, but real people together, coming together as one to make it work. Right?
Yeah, I'm picking up what you're putting down. Keep going.
All right, so you get together, you make it work, you stop playing house, so you decide to say, okay, well, let's do the next thing. Let's go and get married. All right, no problem. So you sit down, you get in there, and they tell you they wedding plans. Now they tell you they want 13 on each side. And then, man, listen, my man, I ain't got 13 friends, so I don't know how that was going to work, but, you know, we had 30-something people in our wedding party. You know what I mean? Like, that shit was ridiculous. But, you know, after all that, all said and done, would you try to make things work? I don't think it's equal. I think once you put the ring on, once you get over the hype, and then once they realize what's involved, a lot of people don't want to do what's involved to call it marriage. It sounds good. Don't get me wrong. You know, just say, hey, the Eagles going to win the championship. I mean, the Super Bowl. It sounds good. But, you know, if you don't want to put the work in, you ain't going to do it.
Okay. So all right, so let's break down what you're talking about a little bit, and let's get a little bit more focused, because the title of the show is called "We Got Married Because She Got Pregnant." We're together because we got kids. Now nowadays you don't see a whole lot of situations where people are getting married because there's a baby on the way. There may be some situations where that's the case, but it's not as prevalent as it might have been 30, 40 years ago and before then. You understand what I mean? Like there was that happened a lot back in the day. Nowadays we frown on that situation, but we frown on that situation because, well, one of the reasons that we frown on that situation is because we don't see how that equals a healthy relationship. Although I think that first of all, being in a situation where a woman would get pregnant is probably more of a healthy situation from the beginning, especially if you can even consider marrying the person that you got pregnant with. That's probably, you're probably in a healthier feeling situation from the beginning. So I think that from the beginning, it starts off to be pretty positive. Now, of course, things can go less from there, just like other things in your life can go less from there. But I think that it's a respectable foundation back then and even now, but I don't think that we explore that now because society and psychology has kind of taken that option off of the table for a lot of people. Well, I would say that they took that off of the table for a lot of people openly. You know, maybe in private, a man and a woman still conducts their relationship the way that they seem fit. But I think publicly, it's not a popular thing to announce or to admit that you would get married because your woman is pregnant. Now, I mean, honestly, can you think of a better reason for them to get married other than there's a baby on the way or a family starting? I mean, really, can you think of a better reason? Like, You got niggas out here that marry a chick because she had the best pussy they ever had. Is that a good reason? Is that better than she? Well, that good pussy probably is going to lead to a baby in a belly though. You know what I mean? But let's say it doesn't. Would that be a sexually fueled reason be better than a child coming into this world to get married? People do it. How about money? People get married for money. Well, you know, he holding it down. I got kids already, and he taking care of the kids, and he's willing to pay all the bills and all of that. So I might not love him the most, and I might not even fuck him the most. But you know, he's a better man than the dude I'm fucking the best or the most. So yeah, I'm gonna marry him. Is that a better reason? Is that a better reason than we have children? You know what I mean? Shoot, dudes have gotten married to chicks because they thought they was pregnant with their baby. It was a noble gesture on their behalf, but later on it may have come out that kind of goofed on this one. But anyway, so the other part of this is we're together because we got kids. Now most people frown on that situation, like, you know, you shouldn't stay together. You shouldn't stay together just because you got kids. You can show children an example of a healthy relationship without a two-parent family or whatever. And I agree, you certainly can. The thing is it being done? A mother deserves to be happy. A father deserves to be happy. But are they being happy? Are the things that they are rejecting bringing them more happiness with the things that they are accepting? That's what I want to know. And from your point of view, what do you see?
I see as what you say, because, you know, I met plenty of chicks that say, oh, well, listen, I want to end the relationship to go back to my kid's father because I want the kid's father in the kid's life, and I want to my daughter or my son to know who their father is, so we're going to try to make things work. And then you look and be like, okay, sure, that's what you want to do? you know, and people do go back for just for the kids, and unhappy than a mug. Unhappy than a mug, you know what I mean? So it's like, okay, if you try to make it work, you know, like, I can tell you a funny story. Like, yeah, I remember somebody back in the day, I was totally with it, and they grindsided me with that one. They wanted to make, you know, the situation work. And I had the most embarrassing moment, you know, with her, with the kid's father. The week before Thanksgiving, she asked me to go to her grandma's house for Thanksgiving. And he came past the night before Thanksgiving to put his foot through the windshield. So could you imagine going somewhere where she got stitches in her face and the whole family looking at you? But that's a long story, long time ago. But
yeah,
anyway.
That's on some sitcom shit right there.
Yeah, so, but then she turned around and buried him. So, you know, I'm like, okay, you know, like, then, not only that, a couple of years later, she turned around and shot him. Well, she hit him 5 and this 4. So, then she turned around and wanted to get, he wanted to get back with her. So, how much love is that to put back into because they got a child together? You know what I mean? But, you know, just, it doesn't work sometimes. Like, some people just don't know when to give up or, like, in a home, we try as men, we do try, but it don't work out like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It just, I don't think people are real no more.
Well, the question I have about the situation that you described is just because somebody marries the person that they are pregnant with or whatever, that doesn't necessarily mean that they don't love the person, does it?
I mean, yeah, they love, because if you in that for love and you ride or die, you're willing to do all that, I guess. So what is it, love? Or is it the thrill to keep the relationship happy for your child? Like, what's your limit of keeping the relationship happy for your kid? You know, getting abused, getting beat up, and still coming home at the end of the night saying that you love the person? Or do you leave because you get tired of it? Like, it gotta be a boundary, like love or what's the word that I'm looking for? What could be another word? Love or abuse?
Well, I'm glad you brought up the whole abuse angle, because I think that's where this becomes a bad idea. You know, staying together for the kids or getting married because a woman is pregnant with a child between the two of y'all. And I have to say between the two of y'all, because I've known situations where a woman was pregnant with another man's baby with the knowledge of the man that she was married, that she was getting married to, and they still did that shit. You know what I'm saying? So I have to preface by saying a situation in which a woman is pregnant by the man she's going to marry. I want to make that clear. Now, so it may have started off in with good intentions, even if you are just staying in what might be termed as a loveless marriage or a less than happy marriage or a marriage that has some type of emotional challenges to it. But the thing is, once the children start to see that the parents aren't trying anymore or are really failing at what they're trying. Like when children start to see physical abuse, when children start to see overwhelming emotional abuse and mental abuse, I don't think that it's a good idea to stay together for the kids anymore, because now you're showing the irresponsibility of what adults do and what parents do when they aren't in a happy situation. And I don't think that children should learn that type of lesson that might be repeated one day. So, and that when the kids see mom suffering because they know that dad is out there, when they see dad having affairs, or when the kids start having knowledge of dad's affairs with other women and other kids are being brought to the family that mommy didn't have, and these are new kids and all that kind of stuff, that's when I think that, yeah, it might be time to go. Because there's nothing, everything is broken here. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be really hard to see any damage control. Because now both parents have kind of thrown all caution to the wind. And they've thrown all respect out the window. There's no more respect. So once the children start having to be the comforters of mommy or daddy, I think it's time for us to go. Because now it's unhealthy for all parties involved. When other chicks are calling the house talking about, I'm pregnant with his baby, or I just had an abortion, or that nigga, you know, he married me, or, you know, we did this, and they sending pictures in the mail. When things are going crazy like that, nah, it's not good. Because as far as I'm concerned, right there, now you're going to be drawing a line in the sand with the kids. And the kids are going to have to either side with mommy or daddy when they love both of them. And I don't think that that's fair to the kids. So when it gets to that point, I don't agree. Now, and that's not to say that I totally agree with the scenario of getting married because you got pregnant, or staying together for the kids, or however you might term it. I don't fully agree with it. I just don't fully disagree with it. I see the benefits of it. I've lived it. Not me getting married, but I've seen my parents do it. But I did see both of them try. And when things got out of hand to the point where they weren't trying anymore, at least they had the wherewithal to say, you know what? I got to take my ball and get off the court. I got to get on the ball off the court. And that's what happened. Now, from my point of view, I didn't see how that was a great decision at the time. It hurt. But even in my young mind, I understood it to a certain degree. And, you know, sometimes we do the best things for our children. And sometimes we do things for our children that we think will work, and it doesn't work out so well. But we have to find a way to give an explanation, and to even have an explanation for ourselves. Sometimes we don't have the reasons that we do what we have done. So all right, let me ask you this. If you loved a woman, let's say you was messing around with a chick and y'all was getting it popping, you know, y'all already, you know, are loving on each other and, you know, and having sex, you know, physical relations and all that kind of stuff. But you ain't, you know, it might be early in your relationship. You know what I'm saying? Maybe under a year or something like that. You know, you might not be ready to get married, so to speak. Maybe you're trying to get your business matters straight. Get your bills paid up. You know what I mean? Start a business. Get your money right. Get your mind right. Maybe you're still partially recovering from an emotionally damaging situation that you had with another woman. So you just shaking that off, and this woman is helping you to do that, but you ain't fully repaired. Let's say this woman that you're dealing with gets pregnant. Would you ever consider marrying her because she got pregnant? And let's say you ain't even thinking about no abortion or nothing like that. We not terminating no pregnancy here. Oh, you definitely going to have the baby, but you know, you might not be ready to get married, but maybe you might consider it. Would you ever consider something like that?
Yeah, like I think about it now. I'm in a situation where the topic came up, you know, if they was to get pregnant, you know, what would I do? and it's like, you know, be a father. And then she's like, you know, which one? But, of course, like, I don't think it's men out there, like, from when we was growing up back in the day, how men handle real responsibility when it comes. We don't run to abortion. We don't think about this. We do the things that we got to do. Now, we messing with the chicken and chickens, like what you said, somebody was trying to get a relationship with. Then you got to understand that certain things happen. Might not happen the way you want to happen, but then you got to adapt to the situations. Of course. What about you? Would you do it?
No. But I'm selfish. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to... I mean, I wouldn't. I ain't gonna front. I've had the opportunity to do this situation before, and no, I wouldn't do it. But that's me. It's not that I don't see the benefits of doing it, but I have this. Why wouldn't I do it?
Yeah, you don't go around the question. Answer the question. Why?
I wouldn't do it because I have this thing about getting off to a good start, and for me, that wouldn't be a good start. So. Getting off to a good start has been something that I've insisted on in my life. And almost all things that I've done in my life, I got off to a good start. And that wouldn't be a good start for me. Like, me knowing, especially when I was younger, me knowing then that there was no way I was going to be a good husband because I wasn't finished fucking. I wasn't finished fucking. I wasn't finished chasing. I wasn't finished looking. I wasn't finished none of that. And I knew it. So why would I get married when I know I'm only ready to be single? I'm not doing that. I don't want to be responsible for directly hurting a person when I knew damn well going in that I was lying going in, lying to myself and lying to her going in. Why? I ain't got to do that. The baby ain't here.
Yeah, but you said some words. Well, you know I love.
But I also said those words like we haven't been together that long. So sometimes love before when love comes before knowledge of the person comes, you know, you can make a lot of mistakes. But the answer is no. Like I wouldn't have considered that before. And that was me. And I know I made the right decisions in those situations because I would be divorced probably two or three times by now. Easily. I'm not that good. I'm not that good at staying in situations where I'm not satisfied. I suck at it. You know what I mean? You know, how many times have I changed jobs since you've known me? I would break the fuck out. Like you gonna pay, not only are you gonna pay me, but you're not gonna play me. So that's my situation. That's my situation with money. And that's my situation in love. I'm like, I ain't doing that. I ain't got to. I don't have to. But I don't look down on people who do it because their threshold for unhappiness or uncomfortability is different than mine.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's different. What I can take or can't take is different than what somebody else can take or can't take. All I'm saying is, I'm not going to look. There was a time I would have looked down on this situation. I would have said you shouldn't get married for the kids or stay together for the kids. There was a time I would have said that, like, and I would have been adamant about it. Nowadays, you know, I'm older. I'm a little bit wiser. I've seen a lot of shit, and I look at the current state of single parent homes out here and single parent situations, and I don't see how they're good. They're not. Because what we're missing the most out of here, out of these single parent situations, are the male influence, the influence of the father. He's not there for whatever reason. I don't care whether it was because mommy and daddy couldn't get it popping with each other or keep it popping, whether it's because daddy is out there in the streets and he done got locked up, whether it's because, you know, of baby mama drama, baby father drama, whatever the case may be, you know, the dad ain't there. And children, all children were created by a mother and a father. And they should all be raised by a mother and a father. And there shouldn't be any exceptions except for death. And even in death, they should have a male there
They should have the male influence of a father figure that should guide them, rear them, steer them, and take care of them. They should have that. Every child deserves that, and hardly any of them are getting it. So yeah. Now, I insisted on being there for my baby, but it could have gone another way. You know what I mean? She comes from a situation where it's different on the other side. Like her brother, I'm the father. You know, I believe I'm the closest father figure. No, her grandfather would be the closest. But as far as a father, you know, closer to what a father would be and not a grandfather, I'm it. He doesn't have a good relationship or a good working relationship with his father. And that's a concern for me. Now, I wouldn't have wanted that for him. I wouldn't have wanted that for him, you know? And I see the effect that it has had on him. So, you know what I mean? So my point of view is different these days. It's different. Different. So that's how we getting it down. All right, hold on a second. Yo, this is the Daily Go Get It Mism show. We are talking about we got married because she got pregnant. We're together because we got kids. So we're talking about a situation that many of us have thought has played out or has gone by the wayside or doesn't happen the way that it used to happen anymore. We're exploring the possibilities of this situation. I have my man K-Dub on the line, we're talking about this situation and seeing if we can make heads or tails of it. Now, I don't think that is a situation that nobody gets into these days, but I know it's a situation that it was encouraged before. Like I said, I can't be mad at anyone for taking a shot at making a decent run at a good family. And hopefully that's what you're doing. If you get married because the woman in the relationship is pregnant, I mean, I can't be mad at that shit. Shit. Nowadays, we so all over the place and unorthodox with shit. We got lesbians out here getting married because the woman is pregnant. Real shit. And staying together. Yo, say, now tell me I'm lying. We got lesbians out here getting married for the kids and staying together for the kids.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yo, and you know it's real. I can't leave my wife. I can't leave my wife, even though I'm a wife, because we got kids together. Somebody got to raise these kids. Man, I mean, you know, you can look at it from a financial standpoint. You can look at it from a familial, you know, child rearing standpoint. Either way, you're looking out for the benefit of the children. You're trying to put their interests before your own, and that's a noble thing to do. Even if it doesn't turn out exactly the way that you hope that it would turn out, you're giving it a hell of a shot. You're giving it the college try. You know what I mean? The old 1-2. And I can't be mad at that. Even though, like I said, when I was younger, I would have frowned on this situation. I would have called you stupid for doing that. Well, a lot of things that I thought was stupid before, I don't think are so stupid anymore. And a lot of things I thought that were really smart before, I don't think they are as smart as I thought they were before. But, you know, when you're trying to map out your own life, when you're trying to decide for yourself what's good for you, you know what I mean? You might place judgment on what other people do. But when the smoke clears, have you made the best decision
No matter what you did, whether you went into this scenario or you chose the single scenario, the solo scenario, did you get what you were looking for? Or are you still looking? Are you still out there? Are you still scrambling? Are you still searching? Are you still making excuses? Are you still trying to, go fishing and plucking from the deck and pity pat? You know what I'm saying? Drawing too. And wow, changing the color from yellow to blue to red to green.
I reverse.
Huh?
You know what I mean? Are you still asking people to they stand a chance? You mess up like that?
No, I'm saying Uno. Anyway.
It's a time in our life when we all got to grow up. Do many things. So, like you said, when, you know, younger days, yeah, we laugh at, like, oh, look at that clown. Oh, that poor clown right there. Like, you know, but then, as you get older, you be like, hold up. You know, like, it just hits you, like damn. Like, the shit is just crazy. Like when the first time I called you OG, you looked at him like, damn, I'm OG already? Damn, I'm old. Yes, I appreciate it. You know, so it makes you start realizing as, like, damn, you know, we made it. We this far now. Like, we met. Like, where do we end up to put it back in? Can a man really love one woman? Hey, can a man really love one woman?
Plenty of men. Plenty of men do. Plenty of men do. Plenty of men do. And they ain't all ugly or corny either. Some men are one women men, and they've been that way their whole lives. A lot of men are. And really, when it all comes down to it, I think that every man is a one woman man to that one woman that he really wants. Many of them don't find that one woman. So it's not out of the realm of possibility. It's just like it's a societal pressure that a lot of people find it hard to achieve. And we can blame nature. We can blame a whole lot of things. We can blame nature. We can blame history, whatever. You make the decisions in your life that you think are best for you. And that's whether you are faithful or a cheater. At the end of the day, you're thinking you're doing something that's best for yourself. Some call it selfish, and it may be. But what's more selfish than wanting to be in a relationship so you can be happy? All selfishness ain't bad. It just gets a bad rap sometimes, a lot of times. Shit, I know one thing. I ain't never got no relationship so somebody else would be happy. I know I'm grabbing at least. I'm going to get a piece of that cake. Yeah, I might. If it's a birthday cake, I'm going to leave. I ain't going to eat the part that has your name on it, but I'm going to get a piece of that bitch. You know what I mean? I came to the party, too.
Exactly. We also need a pie. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, like, some relationships make you walk out better. Like, you know, you might get mixed as a young boy, but you walk out as a man, and you're being a man and doing different things. And then... That's why I get on your damn nerves, huh?
Oh, you can see me too? Damn.
Yeah. Sorry.
Damn, I thought you was hidden behind the phone. I should have FaceTimed you. I should have FaceTimed you. Anyway, go ahead, finish what you were saying, man.
But Yeah, it's right at the end of the day, like I say, you know, we all gotta grow up, we all gotta play our cards just what's built for us in life. You know, we may not be the way we want it, but real men handle real shit, and real things, as you say, like a grown man should. You know, that's one of your lines that you always say, like a grown man should, right or wrong. Real man should, not a grown man. Oh, real man, grown man. No, it's a difference. Grown is age, real is in the heart.
Philosopher,
what's the difference? Because I don't want to get cussed out tonight.
All right, fair enough.
But I just wanted to call, you know, get my two cents, you know, into your show, man, and you know, keep the good work up.
Well, I appreciate you calling in, and I'm glad that the callers could hear you, You know what I mean? It's a good look. So we've all learned something tonight, man. But I appreciate you, my brother. Thanks for calling in.
All right, Tom.
I'll holler at you later. All right. Well, that went surprisingly well. Power Monday! So y'all all heard what he was saying, right? Was it a struggle? Now, T.K.I. Wright said that she can hear him loud and clear. I hope that the rest of y'all could also. So, you know, now maybe when callers come in, well, look, I ain't going to be calling everybody's phone. You know what I'm saying? You know, might have to block my number. They probably don't accept block calls. Yeah, look, we'll work it out. But at least we found out a way for us to be able to take a caller. And I appreciated the input that my man Keith came through with. I appreciate him very, very much. But yeah, this situation, man, you know, like I was telling him, you know, years ago, I would have dissed this situation up and down, in and out, side to side, back to front. But now, you know, like when you start considering the alternative and the impact that the alternative, all of these single parent homes, the impact that they have had on our community, I'm not so sure that we've made the best choice. We've made a choice, but I don't know if we made the best choice. And I'm not so sure that we didn't have a viable alternative. And that's only if this is a situation that you want to be in. Now, if you, I'm hoping that people who got, were in a pregnancy situation, they got married for that, I'm hoping that they at least loved each other starting out. I'm hoping that. Because I can't be mad at a marriage that comes together because of love. As a matter of fact, I can't respect a marriage that doesn't at least start out with love. It might not be that much love in the middle, and maybe there won't be that much in the end. But I think that that's a decent reason to start out. And, you know, when my man was talking about, you know, marriage is a business. Yeah, I had to get on that real quick because I'm sick of the internet. I swear to God, I'm sick of the internet telling us that marriage is a business. I'm sick of the internet telling us that everybody is a damn narcissist or narcissistic and or gaslighting. And all of this shit, I'm sick of everybody being a damn victim these days. And you know, I just don't think that enough credit is given to those who showed a little balls, who took a chance, who stepped out on faith, that tried to give their family a shot. One kid, two kids, three kids, four. I mean, how many things have we hit head on or went or dove straight into turned out exactly the way that we hoped that they would turn out later on? People have had successful businesses that didn't exactly go the way that they wanted them to go. But shit, a win is a win. So although I wouldn't and haven't considered marrying a woman because she was pregnant by me, that I'm not so sure that doesn't make me the good guy. It wouldn't necessarily make me the good guy for going into that situation either. But you have to make a decision and you have to stand by the decision. But when you make that decision, you have to consider the fallout or the results that affect all parties involved. It ain't just the two people who went in that are affected by this. Like in an unhappy marriage where there are children, it ain't just the parents that are unhappy. It trickles down to the children also. But you have to find a happy medium. Shit, even if the parents are like Cliff and Claire Huxtable, it doesn't necessarily mean that all of the kids are going to be follow suit like that. It doesn't mean that one of the kids might not be suicidal or severely depressed or
or a problem child or wayward youth. It doesn't mean any of those things. You got to try. You know, how many people have had decent parents and one of the kids, one of the brothers or sisters wound up like one of the uncles? And no, it ain't because one of the uncles was the damn father. It's because that genetic, you just don't know. You just don't know, man. You just don't know. Kind of one of the pitfalls. It's kind of one of the pitfalls of all the kids having the same mama and daddy. See, when all of the kids don't have the same mama and daddy, the chances that one of the kids is going to end up like the auntie or uncle are a little slimmer because there's less genetic material there. But when all of the kids, when all of the brothers and sisters have the same mom and dad, some similar DNA there, a lot of similar DNA information there. Just say it. Just say it. Anyway, TK Wright says, wait a minute. She says, feminism is teaching that daddy's presence isn't necessary. Yep, feminism and black lives don't matter. Black lives matter. They teach that. They don't care about the man. They don't need no man in that situation. Get him up out of there, especially the black man. Don't need him. Hey, what up? Carol Chamberlain, Friendly Favorita, and Stacey White. GK Wright says, it's not the fact that it is a single-parent home. It's what's going on in those homes, building loveless families and relationships without boundaries or balance. Mm-hmm. That's what I was trying to say, but I like the way you put it. And she says, the marriage being a business idea isn't new. Growing up, the elders called it a marriage of convenience, yet even that was taboo. Marriage of convenience. I still, you know, a marriage of convenience doesn't sound like a business to me. Like, I don't go to work for convenience. I go to work for this money. See, business is about money. That's it. You can try to change around the meaning of business and all of that. No. There's no business without money. It's all commerce. So a marriage, can a marriage be based on just finances? Sure. Sure. But if that's not totally what we're talking about, then no, marriage ain't a business. And even in those marriages where it's all about finances, well, name a business that doesn't have clientele. Who's the clientele in your marriage, in your business marriage? Who's the clientele? Where are your customers? Where's your customer base? Who are your donors? Who are your partners? See, I ain't gonna let motherfuckers turn around. I'm turning the word business. I ain't going to let them do the word business like they've done the word narcissist. Right? And we ain't doing that. We ain't doing toxic. No. All right. And I'm not saying that you were trying to do that, TK, right? I'm just saying, you know, all this marriage is a business shit. I mean, if I had a nickel for every time I saw that shit on the internet around 2019, 20. I'm like, man, what are we doing? You know what I mean? We have marriages of business. What was this shit? It's not a relationship. It's a situationship. Like, oh, the internet, shut the fuck up. Ah, I can't take it. It's a situationship. What the nigga. The label that you put on something doesn't change what it is. It don't change that shit. You can change what you call it. You can't change what it does. You can't change what it is unless you really change what it does or change what it is. So this is a football.
This is a football. I just changed the name of it. This is a football. I don't care what y'all call it. It's a football because I said so. Look, I just caught it. I threw it, caught it. I'm going to run with it. It's a football. Just changed it. Oh, she said, I didn't look at your response like that. I'm glad. Thank you. I'm glad because you know how, you know what I mean. You know what I mean? You know, things get all tangled and twisted. They get all tangled and twisted. And plus, you know how people on the internet don't like when you bring forth logic, understanding, true definitions. They get mad. They be like, this is my page. I said what I said. This is my page and I said what I said. This is my page and I said what I said. Yeah, I said it. I said, this is my page and I said what I said. All that other shit that you disputing is dead. Don't nobody around here be agreeing with you. They ain't trying to hear that shit that you do. And you the only one that took this ass all serious. Look at you wearing you writing a paragraph and all that shit. Ain't nobody reading that shit, even though I read it. Nobody reading that shit, even though I read it. Anybody reading that shit, even though I said it, read it, yeah, dead it. We about to get on about it here. But I'm glad y'all came through on this Power Monday. I appreciate you. I appreciate you mucho. And for all my peoples out here who are familiar with this situation or living in this situation, I wish you all the best of luck. Because hopefully at the end of the day, it's all about the kids. It's all about the kids. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. July 24th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and make it feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. My peoples, Witset, turning 45 years old today, and GGX Jones, happy birthday to you. And Oakia Boyd, turning 52 years old today. But this is an interesting thing that she did. She has one account where she's turning 52 years old today, and her other account, she's turning 104 years old today. Ah, I see you. And also Renee Tanya, happy birthday to you, and Tyonda Cox, happy birthday, and Janita Neat Austin, happy birthday to you, and Martrice Renette Underwood, turning 50 years old today, and Osha Kia, see, get it, okay, and also Stacy Stedman, turning 54 years old today, and Marie Freedom, turning 52 years old today, and Shannon Taylor, turning 46 years old today, and my man, comedian Steve Reese, But last but not least, my man Oliver Thomas Jessup Jr. Happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all. And I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And that goes out to each and every person out there born on this glorious. July 24th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on and do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, sometimes you might get married because she was pregnant. Yo, that's a decision that you won't ever forget, and I can't say that you're wrong for staying together for the kids, for the children, for you did what you did.
And the life has to go on. It's going to be all right. Hold on. Yo, it might not be for me and it might not be for you, but we can't look down on what people, other people do because they parents in their own right and they got a fam. Do you have one of yourself or are you running a scam? Are you scared your own shadow? Are you doing the right thing, yo? Are you? Are you? Well, I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you. Look, man, there's too many scenarios out here where our children just don't have their fathers in their lives. And I tell you what, I would do anything to turn that situation around, whether I have to be a father to somebody or whether I have to advocate for somebody doing it. I think it's better when children have the benefit of two children. I mean, of two parents. If they can't get it in the home, they need to get it some kind of way. But I know that just like a bottle of ketchup, you know that if it's in the cabinet or in the refrigerator, you ain't got to go to the store for it. And it's better to have and not need than need and not have. So I would look at that situation in the same way. All right. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. You know? So, you know, we'll be back tomorrow. So, Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah. And for my YouTubers, you know just how we do. But thanks for coming on through. See you on the other side.